This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you find your unique signature as a creative entrepreneur. I'm David Cadavy. I've been a solopreneur for more than 10 years. I'm an international award-winning designer, and I've written a couple best-selling books, Design for Hackers and Now The Heart to Start. From my closet in Colombia, I have interviewed Seth Godin, James Altucher, Steve Case, and many others. I've interviewed experts on behavioral science, creators from dancers to a chef to a Hollywood set designer. I went to find out how each of them discovered what made them one in a million. And I bring those insights to you so you can find out what makes you one in a million too. If you're new here, welcome again. I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. And to get my free creative productivity toolkit, sign up at cadavy.net/tools. I've written a couple books now, and the process is nothing at all like I expected it would be. I think misconceptions about how to write a book actually prevent many people from writing their books. Just imagine all of the unwritten books that are locked up inside of people all around the world because of these misconceptions. So in this week's essay, I share what I wish I had known about writing a book. By the way, I have a short read about how to write a book. It's called How to Write a Book. It's on Kindle, paperback, and it's now on Audible. So if you enjoy this essay, check out that short read because this essay is kind of a piece of that short read. It takes less than an hour to read it, so it won't get in the way of taking action and actually writing your book. And myself and many of you are thinking about self-sufficiency and emergency preparedness, which is why I'm thrilled that my friend John, who we recently spoke with on episode 115, has created theprepared.com. You don't have to look far to see that most people are unprepared for things like car accidents and natural disasters. The Prepared is a totally free site full of practical information, but The Prepared doesn't have any of the normal prepper propaganda or weirdness. I learned that it's very easy to cover the basics for emergencies like fires, earthquakes, and hurricanes, and I even used The Prepared to buy the right respirator mask for those days when there's really high pollution where I live. So check out theprepared.com. That's theprepared.com. I recently interviewed Drew Ackerman from the Sleep With Me podcast. Sleep With Me is a podcast that is intentionally so boring that it actually puts you to sleep. Now, that sounds very funny, but Drew is actually one of the top earners on all of Patreon with nearly 4,000 backers. So naturally, I wanted to ask Drew if he had any tips for me and for my Patreon following. So he told me to ask the existing backers, why is it that they choose to support my work on Patreon? Why do they pay for a thing that they don't necessarily have to pay for? So here is a great answer from Renee. Renee says, hearing the unedited versions of Love Your Work is like being a fly on the wall during a business coaching meeting. As a Patreon supporter, it feels like having you and your guests as my coaches, and finding a great mentor is invaluable. I listen to the podcast regularly, take notes, and implement ideas into my writing, work, and life. I'm so grateful to be a supporter and to grow personally as an indie author with your show. So maybe you're like Renee. Maybe you want to hear uncut ad-free episodes right in your favorite podcast app. It's interesting. Renee is paying for Love Your Work through Patreon. It kind of reminds me of that $600 lamp that I bought to kind of force myself to take reading more seriously. Maybe this is something that helps Renee take the podcast more seriously and do that note-taking and all those things. Anyway, if you are a Patreon supporter, you can plug in your personal RSS feed into your favorite podcast app. And then as soon as I do an interview, it will show up in your podcast app. And then you can listen right away. You can get that valuable mentorship that you crave. So if you want to join Renee and you want to hear that interview with Drew before it even comes out, support Love Your Work on Patreon at cadavy.net/donate. That is cadavy.net/donate. Now, here is the article. Three things nobody told you about writing a book. Books are mysterious. Until you've written one, it's hard to imagine how anyone ever manages to write one. I wasn't one of those kids who always dreamed of writing a book. I became a writer by accident. I wrote a blog post, and I got a book deal for my first book. I got lucky the first time around. For my second book, I had to shed many false beliefs about writing a book. Here's what I wish someone would have told me years ago. There's three things. Writing doesn't have to be hard. Books aren't written straight through. And giving your writing away makes it worth buying. One, writing doesn't have to be hard. When you don't have much experience writing, chances are it's hard to string together 250 coherent words. Logically, you would then expect that writing 25,000 or 50,000 words would be unbelievably hard. But getting good at writing isn't a linear process. Writing 25,000 coherent words doesn't have to be 100 times as hard as writing 250. Growing your writing skill is like going to the gym. The hard work you do makes it easier to do the same amount of exercise later on. You get stronger, and what seemed impossible becomes easy. You write 250 word pieces a bunch of times, and writing 250 word pieces becomes easy. You write a bunch of 500 word pieces, then those get easy. Then you do 1,000. Somewhere around the point that you can come up with 2,000 words that make sense together, you can confidently imagine entire books, which may actually be 25,000 or 50,000 words. Writing does not always have to be hard, and your writing skill grows exponentially. The more you write, the easier it gets. 2. Books aren't written straight through. I used to think that to write a book, you'd just sit down and write until it was done. This makes writing a book seem impossible, especially when you're just starting out and 250 words is hard. Books are easy to write if you are writing what you know. The trouble is, it's hard to really know something until you've gone over it dozens of times. One of the best ways to know something is to write about it. One of the best ways to write clearly is to write about the same thing over and over again. A book presents a point of view about a topic. You can construct that point of view more easily if you write about one piece of a topic at a time. Those pieces will naturally overlap, and they can be stitched together like a quilt. I tried to power through writing my first book in 6 months. I traumatized myself so much, I didn't release another book for 6 more years. This time, I didn't try to write my book straight through. Instead, I wrote a bunch of 500-word pieces. I constructed a point of view about getting creative work done. I stitched some of those pieces together, and with a little editing, I had a book. 3. Giving your writing away makes it worth buying. When most people think of writing a book, they imagine launching it to a rabid market of readers who want to buy their book. Because of this fantasy, they believe they shouldn't give their writing away. After all, people are going to pay for their book. If you think all of your writing has to be paid for, then all of your writing needs to go into a book. This makes it impossible to build the skill of writing and to know how readers react to your writing. Writing a whole book is a tall order for a beginning writer. You find yourself in a catch-22 situation. Your writing has to compete with every other form of entertainment that exists. This means you are competing against Facebook, Game of Thrones, and even sex. These are practically free, so if you insist on only allowing people who have paid to read your writing, you are in for an even more uphill battle than writing a book normally is. When you're giving away your initial writing for free, you're not really giving it away for free. Think of it more as a barter exchange. You're exchanging your writing for feedback that will make your writing worth charging for. You're also building a small army of advocates for your writing. Counterintuitively, the people who got your writing for free will also be the first ones to pay for it. Need examples? E.L. James posted her Twilight fanfiction for free before republishing it as 50 Shades of Grey, which sold over 125 million copies and has been adapted to 3 feature films. After being rejected by literary agents, Andy Weir put The Martian online for free, one chapter at a time. The film adaptation alone has grossed nearly $250 million. Before writing my latest book, I had a call with Nirial, who knows the value of free. He gave away Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products, and later got a publishing deal. Hooked became a Wall Street Journal bestseller. In preparation for writing my second book, I was resistant to giving my writing away for free. Nir explained to me that if the ideas are good, they will spread. If they don't spread, at least you didn't waste years of your life writing something nobody wants to read. Writing a book is easier than ever, but you may have some false beliefs you have to shed first. If you write consistently enough to make it easy, you construct a point of view, and if you give your work away for feedback and an initial audience, before you know it, you will have written a book of your own. Is Love Your Work helping you find the intersection on your love and money Venn diagram? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation to make you into the person that you want to be? If so, we, together, you and I, can make this the show that we want it to be. I'm trying to make a nourishing and thoughtful show, and I could use your help with that. Please donate to the show. Just a coffee a month will help support the hosting and production of this show. Just a coffee a month will help spread Love Your Work's message, helping more people live a balanced life with a healthy definition of success. To donate, visit our Patreon page at katavi.net/donate. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me. Vote with your dollars and keep Love Your Work going at katavi.net/donate. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at katavi.net/donate. That's katavi.net/donate. Love Your Work is made possible by top supporters, such as Arif Akhtar. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.